on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 9th of December. There are warnings of gales in all areas except South Sahara, Fisher and German Bight. The general synopsis at 1800, low 200 miles west of Fitzroy 976, expected rockall 958 by 1800 Tuesday. Low southeast Iceland 987, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking North Sahara, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southeasterly 6 to gale 8, rain, good, occasionally poor. South Sahara, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 2 to 4, then southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty 4th, southwest 3 to 5, backing southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, southwest 4 or 5, backing southeast, veering southwest 6 to gale 8. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, south 5 to 7, increasing gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, northwest Biscay, southerly 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwesterly 5 or 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Biscay, southeast Trafalgar, southerly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Northwest Trafalgar, southerly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul, south 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in Seoul, veering west 5 to 7, thundery rain, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast 4 to 6 at first in Irish Sea, otherwise south 6 to gale 8, veering southwest gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 or 7 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, then west 6 to gale 8 later in Shannon. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later, except in Fair Isle. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic becoming northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later, rain moderate or poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 5, mist 4 miles, 997 now falling. Stornoway, south-southwest 4, 12 miles, 996 rising more slowly. Lerwick, south by east 1, 11 miles, 998 rising. Wake Automatic, south by west 3, 16 miles, 998 rising. Aberdeen, north 1, 16 miles, 1001 now falling. Lucas, north 1, 8 miles, 1001 now falling. Boomer, south by west 2, 9 miles, 1003 now falling. Bridlington, south-southeast 2, 1006, rising slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, southwest by south 5, 5 miles, 1012. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, south 6, 5 miles, 1011. St. Catherine's Point automatic, southwest by south 3, 1009, falling more slowly. Jersey, south by east 4, 14 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southeast by south 6, 2 miles, 1007. Scilly automatic, south 8, rain, 1 mile, 998, falling quickly. Milford Haven, southeast 5, rain, 1 mile, 1000, falling. Aberporth, southeast by south 5, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1001 falling. Valley, south-southeast 4, mist, 3 miles, 1001 falling. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by south 3, 12 miles, 1003 falling slowly. Valencia, east by south 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 988 falling quickly. Ronald's Way, south by east 4, mist, 2 miles, 1000 falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast 4, 8 miles, 997 falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, east by south 2, 9 miles, 999 falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 8th of December. General situation, a deep low to the southwest of Ireland will move north, bringing gales and severe gales to the coastal waters on Tuesday, with storms and violent storms for a time in the western waters and Irish Sea. The low will then turn northeast, passing between Shetland and Faroes, with winds easing off on Wednesday and gales and severe gales expected only over Scotland. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southerly 3 to 5, backing easterly 6 to gale 8, veering southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9 later, showers at first in northwest, then rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, south 3 to 5, backing southeast 5 or 6, veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby, south 3 to 5, backing southeast 5 or 6, veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later, rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, veering southwest 5 to 7 later, rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, fair later, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsabil, southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, south 5 to 7, increasing gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6 later, rain, at times, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 5 or 6, rain at times, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, south 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 to storm 10, veering southwest 5 to 7 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, southeast 4 to 6, veering south 7 to severe gale 9, veering southwest 6 or 7 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southeast 4 to 6, veering south, gale 8 to storm 10, veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, then rain, showers later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, southeast 6, veering south, gale 8 to storm force 10, southwest 7 or gale 8 later. Heavy rain for a time, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate or poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southeast 4 or 5, veering south, then southwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later. Rain or squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly gale 8 to storm 10, then southwesterly 7 or gale 8 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeast 4 or 5 backing east 6 to gale 8, veering southwest severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south 4 or 5, backing east or southeast 6 to gale 8, veering southwest severe gale 9 to violent storm 11 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or poor. Shetland Isles, southwest 3 or 4, backing east 7 to severe gale 9, veering southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Showers at first, rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. We'll be joining the BBC World Service in just a moment. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Pete Ross. Washington has agreed a deal with US tech company Nvidia, allowing the company to sell powerful AI chips to China. Donald Trump distances himself from the proposed sale of Warner Brothers after Paramount swoops in with an attempt to outbid Netflix for the media giant.
None of them are particularly great friends of mine. I want to do what's right.
Scientists say a revolutionary treatment for blood cancers is delivering impressive results.
A few years ago, this would have been science fiction, but now we can actually collect white blood cells and use them for their powerful immune effects.
We'll get the latest on efforts to end the war in Ukraine after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with European leaders in London.
We can't manage without Europe, and that's why we need to make some important decisions.
And the discovery of what Egyptologists have dubbed the superyacht of ancient times.
To our great excitement, there was a pleasure boat which has never been found before.
All coming up after this bulletin.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. President Trump says he's given the green light for Nvidia to sell its advanced H200 AI chips to approved customers in China. Mr. Trump said he had informed his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, who had responded positively. Lily Jamali reports.
Mr. Trump's decision comes after extensive lobbying by Nvidia's boss, Jensen Huang. He visited Washington last week to drum up support for sales of the firm's H200 chips to China. The move will also apply to other U.S. chip makers like AMD. These companies have found themselves at the center of a geopolitical tug of war over concerns about advanced American technology falling into the hands of the Chinese military. Donald Trump had already reversed a ban on sales of less advanced chips while demanding the U.S. receive a cut, but Beijing reportedly ordered its tech companies not to purchase them. This latest decision, which Mr. Trump says has the approval of Beijing, may face pushback from national security hawks in the U.S. Congress.
President Trump has announced a $12 billion aid package for American farmers affected by low crop prices and his own trade policy.